On the last and greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood up and exclaimed, "Let anyone who thirsts come to me and drink. As scripture says, rivers of living water will flow from within him who believes in me." He said this in reference to the Spirit that those who came to believe in him were to receive. There was, of course, no Spirit yet, because Jesus had not yet been glorified.
The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My dear brothers and sisters, today we celebrate another great solemnity in the liturgical calendar, the Pentecost, the day when the Holy Spirit descended upon the disciples in a visible way and poured upon each of them the seven gifts: wisdom, knowledge, understanding, counsel, fortitude, piety, and the fear of the Lord. And in fact, other gifts which are not named here, because everything good, every talent comes from the Holy Spirit. You may ask why the first reading was chosen for Pentecost Sunday, because it speaks of something different. It speaks of the Tower of Babel and the disobedience of the people of that time. However, it relates to the theme of Pentecost in some way. We are told that from the first reading, the whole earth used the same language and the same words. We would assume, since mankind came from a common ancestor, namely Noah, that all people spoke a common language. There was nothing wrong with that. It facilitated community life and was the foundation of unity. It also facilitated communication among people. The mistake of these people was when they used the common language to promote disobedience and unbelief. Let us build a city with a tower that reaches to the heavens, so that we may make a name for ourselves and not be scattered all over the earth. This is what they discussed among themselves, and this is what angered God. You will recall that previously God had commanded Noah, as we read from the book of Genesis, chapter 1. And God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth." And even before that, God had commanded our first parents to be fruitful and multiply and fill the entire earth. But now, these people, the descendants of Noah, they want to build a city with a tower reaching up to heaven so that they may not scatter, they may not fill the earth. They preferred to cloister themselves in a particular place of the earth, rather than to comply with God's command to spread out. Arrogance, rebellion, and pride seem to be the sins of these people, and God punished them by confusing their language so that they could not understand each other. However, God does not abandon his people when they sin. but pardons and saves them. So he did with these people. The confusion of language was resolved at Pentecost. After the Holy Spirit had descended upon the disciples, we are told that they spoke in other languages, and everyone was able to understand them in his or her native language. On the Pentecost, we have the exact opposite of what happened at Babylon or Babel. The Holy Spirit pulled down all barriers of language, race, and tribe. And this is what the Holy Spirit does. He unites all those who believe in God. The Holy Spirit brings people together again. All those who allow themselves to be transformed by the gospel and by the Spirit always speak a language that everybody can understand and that can unite all together again. But what is that language? It is the language of love. It is the Spirit who transforms the community of believers, the family of God, where all can understand and love one another. We need this language of love in our families, in our society, in our workplaces. So if there is no love in your family or in the place where you live, know that you need the Holy Spirit even more than others do, so that he can unite you. He can give you the language which unites you with other people. We all received the same Spirit at baptism when the original sin gave way to the state of grace, and from that particular moment, our bodies became the temples of the Holy Spirit, the dwelling place of God. We also received the same Spirit and in fullness during confirmation, when we were confirmed. However, because of human weakness, we fall into sin over and over again and defile our bodies, the temples of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit abandons us. That's why we need the Holy Spirit to come back to us over and over again, every year. That's why we need to go to confession regularly, so that we can purify the temples of the Holy Spirit, our hearts, our bodies, which we defile by sins, so that the Holy Spirit can come back to us again. That's why Jesus invited us in the gospel, as we heard him saying, "Whoever is thirsty should come to me, and whoever believes in me should drink." By drinking, he was making a reference to the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is, in other words, spoken of in the language of water, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. That's why we need to celebrate Pentecost every year, so that the Holy Spirit may come again and fill our hearts with his gifts and make us strong in faith again and again. I think from this explanation, we should be able to understand more deeply the importance of this solemnity of Pentecost. The Apostle Paul, in his first letter to the Corinthians, gives different gifts of the Holy Spirit, which God gives to different people, so that they may assist each other and fulfill one another. As the Apostle Paul analyzes, there are some who are good at performing services, while others have the power to heal, to advise, to perform miracles, to speak eloquently, and so on. Every charism, every talent that you have is the gift of the Holy Spirit. These charisms or gifts are given to us by God so that we may serve each other in love. But for the Christians at Corinth, instead of using these gifts for service, they became the means of asserting oneself, of exerting authority, and of becoming prideful. Probably fall into sin with the gifts and talents which God gives us. Instead of using them accordingly for service, sometimes we fall into the temptation of being prideful. That's why St. Paul is writing to us, to remind us that the gifts and talents that we have, we are not given to us to cause division, but to foster unity, to serve others. St. Pope Clement gives us a very profound advice concerning how we should use the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the talents that we have. He says, "Let us then preserve the unity of the body that we form in Christ Jesus, and let everyone give his or her neighbor the difference to which his or her particular gift entitle him or her. Let the strong care for the weak, and the weak respect the strong. Let the wealth assist the poor, and the poor man thank God for giving him someone to supply his needs. The wise man should show his wisdom not by his eloquence, but by good works. The humble man should not proclaim his own humility, but leave others to do so. Nor should the man who preserves his chastity ever boast of it, but recognize that the ability to control his desires has been given him by God." I find this a profound advice. If you do this, we shall use our talents and gifts in a profound manner, serve our fellow brothers and sisters in a way that pleases God, and finally give glory to God here on earth and later forever in his heavenly kingdom. Amen.